The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. I'm sure you've seen videos of those little quadcopter drones with the four spinning propellers. Well, a British engineer and helicopter pilot named Chris Molloy is adapting that design to carry much more than just a camera. He's designing it to carry a person. More after this from Charlie. Chris Molloy calls it a hover bike, and the one-third size scale model is already being sold as part of an online Kickstarter campaign to raise money for the ultimate goal, a full-sized hover bike that can not only be flown by remote control, but piloted by a person.
When I got my helicopter license, I realized that helicopter as a design has a lot of improvements that need to be made. But my goal was to see where we could strip away the complexity and increase the safety, and that's basically where the hoverbike came from.
Unlike the more familiar quadcopters, the hoverbike's propellers are arranged in pairs, two in front and two in back. They overlap to save space, and they're ducted. They're surrounded by rings to protect the driver. And while it's called a hoverbike, marketing director Grant Stapleton says it's not intended merely to hover.
This hoverbike is a helicopter. It takes off like a helicopter, flies and lands like a helicopter. It's designed to fly to an altitude of over 9,000 feet and do so at over 100 knots.
Of course, there is a long way to go from the one-third scale version to the manned version, which will have to pass stringent tests before it's ready for its first passenger. But designer Chris Molloy says it should be significantly safer than a helicopter.
Rotor strike is a major issue in helicopters. This here eliminates rotor strike by protecting the propeller blades from the ground and other airborne obstacles. So from a complexity issue, the hoverbike is safer, and it's built to be robust and flown in environments that a typical helicopter would have trouble in.
One thing's for sure. Everyone will know you're coming. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.